morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Tuesday morning. And this morning I'm going to read to you a daily thought from the Joseph Prince book. And I somehow feel that it could do with some form of warning or censorship introduction. And it could be something like, this podcast could contain distasteful, gory, and potentially offensive words to animal lovers. But this was in the olden times, wasn't it? So let's carry on, as it is in our scriptures. So it's headed, Jesus is your sweet aroma to God. And it's taken from Leviticus chapter 1, verse 13. And it's, the priest shall bring it all and burn it on the altar. It's a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. In the Old Testament times, when a burnt offering was killed, its head was severed, the fat removed, and the entrails and legs washed. Then everything was placed on an altar and burnt, and the sacrifice was a sweet aroma to God. All this speaks of the death of Jesus, who has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. That's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. The head of the sacrifice animal speaks of the mind of Christ offered as a covering for our minds. This means that although our minds are often clouded with unbelief, worries, foolishness, filth, and human reasoning, God treats us as if we have the mind of Christ, without wrong or displeasing thoughts, bringing pleasure to him like a sweet aroma. The fat of the animal speaks of the riches of Christ. His best, for God equates the fat of something with the best of that entire entity. Refer to Genesis chapter 45, verse 18. The fat of the burnt sacrifice speaks of Jesus giving us his riches, his best as our offering. So God does not see us in our lack, but in the riches and excellence of Jesus going up to him as a sweet aroma. The entrails or intestines speak of Jesus' motivations, feelings, affections and desires. We often feel fear, anxious, stressed out or angry, and it affects our stomach and intestines. But God sees only Jesus' feelings and desires, which are always pure, beautiful and acceptable to him, a sweet aroma. The leg refers to Jesus' perfect walk, his power to serve and obey the Father, imputed to our weak and faltering walk. And the fact that they are washed shows that even our crooked walk has been cleansed. So God does not see your foolish mind, weak nature, inadequate feelings or faulty walk. Instead, he sees you in the perfection of his Son, who gave himself up for you as a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. Well, there's not really much more I can add to that, is there really? Certainly quite descriptive, but hopefully we got the message through behind the scriptures. And I just want to end in prayer, really. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your scriptures and we thank you for the words and the messages behind those. Lord, we thank you that you see us as imperfect and pure, not lame, not with a crooked walk or anything, Lord, that distorts us or our abilities to be imperfect. Father, we thank you that you created us all as individuals. You knitted us together in our mother's womb and you know every hair on each of our head. Father, we thank you that you have a plan not to harm us but to prosper us and a future that is full of riches and blessings. Lord, help us to be obedient to you, help us to follow you, and help us to trust in your goodness. And we ask this today and always. In your name, Jesus. Amen.